This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Jenny Nyman. A year and a half ago, Rhonda McCormick localized a nationwide effort to support shopping and eating at locally owned businesses. The Soldotna Cash Mob was born. Once a month, she invites any interested participants to come eat at a designated locally owned restaurant at a designated time, then as a group, go shop at a selected store. Since March, though, the mob mentality needed to change.
Well, when COVID came and we went into lockdown, that kind of changed things a little bit, and someone asked me if we were going to do like a takeout version, and I was like, well, that's a great idea.
Instead of the all-together approach, McCormick posts the designated restaurant and retail store on the group's Facebook page, and the mobsters participate whenever and however they like, doing takeout, ordering online, buying a gift card to give to someone else, or still eating and shopping in person, just not all at once.
I definitely think we're missing that group effort where everyone comes together and visits, and you know, people see each other they haven't seen for a while, or new people show up, or they bring a friend to introduce them to the concept. And this is a whole different way of doing it. I don't think it's nearly as much fun because you lose that camaraderie that happens as a result of this, but we're doing what we can to make it work. That's the bottom line.
There has been a benefit to the new approach. It allows McCormick to select smaller businesses. Some restaurants or shops weren't able to accommodate the 40 or so people that show up all at once. Now, they get the impact of the mob spread out over the day, or even days or weeks after the designated monthly mob day. The Reindeer Hut food truck was the August eatery, and Thursday was the designated cash mob day. Co-owner Aaron Conrad said they'd gotten orders from the cash mob throughout the day, in person, over the phone, and online.
We've definitely seen a lot of new faces, which is good. And first-timers, I had a lady just call, said she loved it. First time, she's going to come get dinner again, so that's promising. That's nice.
Conrad had heard about the cash mob, but hadn't been able to join. He'd always been working when the group met for dinner and shopping. Now that it's on your own schedule, he said he's in.
And I was like, whoa, that's super cool. And then I followed the page, and I always tried to participate, but it never worked around my schedule. And I think maybe now, with a little more flexibility, it's more enticing for people to participate.
Alaska Wild Gear was the designated shopping spot Thursday, owned by Rana Hodges and her husband. Hodges said she hadn't heard of the cash mob before being asked to participate, but thinks it's a great idea.
I think it's really cool. It's a neat idea. It's a way to promote local business, local small business. And I just heard about it when they asked us, and we were like, sure, and now I'm a member and I plan on doing the same. So I think it's a pretty cool idea.
McCormick says word of mouth and personal invites from participants are helpful to raise awareness about the cash mob. But the Soldotna Cash Mob Facebook group remains the best way to stay up to date on when and where to eat and shop each month. They've expanded to Kenai businesses as well, so it's not just a Soldotna thing. McCormick did a poll last month about people's preferences for COVID-related participation and found most voters were comfortable eating and shopping in person these days. But she says they'll hold off for now on going back to the whole mob meeting at one place and time and keep things flexible.
So I hate to host the cash mob in a way that will make people feel like they can't participate. And right now, in my mind, the way of making everyone feel like they can participate, no matter what their comfort level is to do it the way we're doing it right now.
Join Soldotna Cash Mob on Facebook. They announce the monthly locations about a week in advance. And that will do it for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Jenny Nyman. Have a great weekend.